Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're joined by Mike Bouquet, head coach of the Pella Christian Cross Country Programs. Mike, not a whole lot has changed since the last time we talked, just one meet in the books, but just overall, how have the groups been looking here throughout the early portions of the season as you prepare to get a little bit busier here in the coming weeks?
It's been going really good. I think we like getting to that first cross country meet, so being able to run at Marshalltown was a nice stepping stone, considering, you know, as we've talked before, we've been blessed with a lot of kids that put in a lot of good summer mileage, and then we went through our 3 weeks of camp week and 2 days, and really, I think the kids were ready for a first meet. Yet, even with that, the first meet, we don't try to push too hard on the kids. Going into that first meet, we just like them to kind of find themselves. And when you get into an actual race, instead of doing some of the other workouts we're doing during practices and such, it tests the body quite differently. And it happened to be a little warm that day and some hills on the back end of the race. So it tested some of the kids pretty good on the back end of that race, which is kind of what you expect early in the season as well. So, but we've had, nothing but really high energy every day since that Marshalltown meet last Thursday. So going into our Central College meet this week, we feel really good about where the kids are at and the energy and the excitement they have to kind of already prove their mettle, if you will, for how they can improve. So we're looking forward to how things go. We also had a couple kids that weren't 100% health-wise in that first meet. So on the boys' side, we had three of our top seven boys that weren't nowhere near 100%. So we didn't look quite as sharp as what we could have as a team, but individually, every athlete that competed that day, we felt really good about how they competed, how they looked, and how they left some of it out there on the course. So it was a good day.
That it was. And before we come back, kind of touch on the two squads individually, let's talk about, you mentioned that Central College meet. I want to start there because that's going to be a big meet for you guys, not only because it's another race, it's the second race of the season, but it's also been announced that we're going to be hosting the state qualifying meet here at Central College. And a lot of these kids, they've had some familiarity with running at Central in years past or just different activities over there, right? So they're going to be a little bit familiar. But how important does this meet become now as just like a great building block for you guys going into later in the season when you have to run that course again to qualify for state?
Yeah, anything we can do to make that feel like a home course. It's a course that has enough hills and changes of elevation in it that it really challenges the kids. But when you get more familiar with it, which we've done, we've been out there a couple times alongside Pella High has been out there as well. So on some Saturday morning runs, we did a time trial out there, which was good. But each of those times we went out there provided a little bit of familiarity for the kids for the course. So we're already walking into a race on Saturday where the kids have been out on that course a couple times, this season and several times over the last years. But yeah, to be able to run there, and then we've signed our varsity teams up to run the Heartland out there as well, and then be able to run it for the state qualifying meet course. It's gonna be very familiar to the kids by the time we get back out there later in the year. So we do think that that's an advantage. Fortunately, we've been in positions the last several years to be highly ranked and give ourselves a good chance to go out and enjoy what's to come for each race that we go on to run out there. So what's good about this Saturday is there's seven boys teams that are ranked, seven girls teams that are ranked in class 2A, and the boys side we've got number one ranked Sheraton coming in and we've got ourselves ranked number 17 on the boys side, which we feel like that's a bit underranked, but who doesn't, maybe potentially, but given the number of kids that we didn't run in our first race, I think they're looking strictly at who ran and not who's on our team. So we were only 17 seconds average off of Sheraton last year when we ran head to head with them at the end of the season. So we like our depth, especially compared to them, but it'll be a fun day to just see kind of a benchmark race for us to see where we're at. But yeah, and we also have traditionally had some really fast times early in the season running out there, so we're pretty excited for a chance to show off some improvements over what we did a week ago.
Absolutely. And looking at this girls squad in particular, because I feel like, you know, they've had some pretty good runs here lately. I know we haven't gotten a chance to maybe touch on some of their activity here early in the season with that first meet, but they've been running really strong over the last couple of years too. But even in that first meet, Bailey had another strong meet, and so Julia Schmonk's back after an injury that kind of cut her cross country season short. She looked really strong there in that number two spot in the lineup. What's kind of the thing that impressed you the most about the girls there in meet number one going into meet number two?
Well, a lot of people don't know that we pretty much brought our top core group back from state last year, so we're feeling really good about that. And then we've thrown some new faces into the mix. So yeah, Bailey and Haley and Julia, Greta, Kyla, and Chloe Voss are all going to be our top runners. But we've got Tessa Van Zee that's sneaking up into that. And Nora Lamb's looking good. And two other freshmen, Olivia DeHaan and Elena Hurtigan are two new freshmen that are in the mix. Not to leave anybody out, but we just have a good core group of returners that have a lot of confidence about how they approach the season and how they improve over the course of the season. But I'm also just really impressed about how our freshman group especially is really jumping right in and getting after things. So I think some of those names are going to continue to pop up over the course of the season. And we got a couple top girls that are actually out of the lineup right now and aren't running. Just getting Chloe Voss back into running, and Julia Van Zee, the other Van Zee freshman twin, has been out for a bit here, but hopefully we'll be getting her back in about a week as well. So yeah, we like the depth that we have on the girls' side.
There's a lot of depth there. And now let's talk about the boys. I know we've talked about them a little bit there. Marshalltown, not necessarily a true representation of how good this boys squad is, just because, as you mentioned, not necessarily 100% as a squad, but it allowed some other names to maybe, or some other faces to kind of get some of that spotlight in there. I know a couple of them that, they ran very consistently last year. Griffin Stoltz, Will Van de Bosch, among those who were top finishers there at Marshalltown. Overall, just when you look at that boys group too, what's kind of the thing that stood out to you about them after meet number one and getting ready for meet number two?
Yeah, I mean, the boys side, Griffin and Will were predicted to finish, I think, 15th, 16th in that race last week, and they ended up 9th and 10th. So they, against some good, tough runners up front, they competed well. Sawyer didn't run in that race. Logan Gallagher just had a couple things working against him, and Joel Pagani was sick. So Sawyer and Joel and Logan are typically three of our top five, six runners. So they weren't 100% where they were at for the day, but they're having a real good training week. Paxton Bauma had some issues for us last year. He's looking really healthy. He's back up into that 2-3 spot for us. And then last week we had Dean Durande and Hudson Meixner running in the JV race, and they finished 1-2 in that race. So really, I mean, our top 10 and our little chase pack in behind that, we got a group of guys that are looking pretty darn good, with Jay Patterson's and Ian Vandermolen's been looking really good. Miles Lamb as a freshman's been looking really good. Caden Bauma went off last year. He had his fastest race of the season last year at Central College, so I'm not going to count him out. He had several races where he was faster than his older brother, Paxton. We just got a good solid group up front, and then we got a nice chase pack that's not far off. So this is by far the deepest boys team that I've had going into my eighth season here at Pella Christian. So it's going to be fun to kind of watch this thing unfold.
It is going to be very fun to watch this thing unfold. Coach, appreciate the time. Looking forward to many more great conversations about Pella Christian cross country here in the weeks to come. And again, just always appreciate you taking some time to talk with us about the cross country programs here on Eagle Lane.
Absolutely. Thanks for all you guys do.
Absolutely. That was Mike Bouquet, head coach of the Pella Christian cross country teams, here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.